I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, May 27th. Well, hundreds of people lined the route of the annual Memorial Day Parade in Quincy yesterday. The parade traveled along Quincy Avenue to the Church of Presidents for a wreath-laying ceremony, and then up to Mount Wollaston Cemetery for the annual ceremony. This year's keynote speaker was the Honorable Jeffrey Clifford, who was raised in Quincy and served in Operation Desert Storm as a U.S. Marine infantryman. Clifford went on to earn a degree from UMass and a doctorate from the Catholic University of School of Law in Washington, D.C. He also worked as an assistant DA in Norfolk County and became assistant regional counsel for the State Department of Social Services. He went on to become assistant DA in Suffolk County. Five new statues were unveiled in Weymouth yesterday as a Memorial Day tribute to that town's Medal of Honor recipients. Weymouth is the only town in the nation to be home to five recipients of the Medal of Honor. The award is the highest military decoration in the United States. Yesterday's event featured remarks from local service members and a free concert by the U.S. Coast Guard Band. Weymouth Mayor Robert Hedlund said it means a lot to see the community come together to pay tribute to the heroes who sacrificed their lives for their country. With the creation of the monument and through the help and assistance of Quincy Memorials, the funds that were generated through the sale of the Gulf of Weymouth T-shirts. In addition to honoring the Medal of Honor recipients and all those who served, the event in Weymouth also commemorated the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. A Quincy man has pleaded guilty to posing as a state trooper, a county sheriff, and a Boston police detective, and then falsely claiming that he was selling repossessed vehicles. 34-year-old Ricardo Beale was a Suffolk County Sheriff's officer for less than a year and claimed he had access to repossessed vehicles that he could sell at a low price. He made those claims after his service at the sheriff's office had ended. Beale reportedly collected tens of thousands of dollars from people who thought they were buying high-end vehicles. Prosecutors say Beale met with the buyers at the Suffolk County Jail, and at least one meeting inside the jail. Beale never delivered any cars. Video reportedly shows Beale wearing Suffolk County Sheriff's clothing after he was terminated. Beale faces up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 in fines. The MBTA has agreed to pay $5 million to the family of a Dorchester man dragged to his death by a Red Line train in 2022. Robinson Lallon was riding to work on April 10, 2022, when his arm got trapped in the door as he left the subway car at the Broadway station. The train pulled away and he was dragged more than 100 feet to his death. Federal investigators said a short circuit with a safety feature prevented the train from stopping. In 2023, Lallon's family filed a wrongful death suit against the T, saying his death was caused by carelessness and negligence. According to court filings, a judge accepted a settlement of $5 million last month, and as a result, the lawsuit will be dismissed. The suit accused the operator of failing to confirm that the platform and subway doors were clear of passengers before pulling away from the station. The suit also accused the T of failing to inspect, maintain, repair, and monitor its subway cars. Lallon was 39 years old at the time of his death. He left behind two children. Karen Reed said her team will call more witnesses than they did during her first murder trial, which ultimately ended with a hung jury. 45-year-old Reed of Mansfield, a former adjunct professor at Bentley University, has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges in the death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. The trial will resume today and enter its sixth week after the holiday weekend. Some witnesses will testify again in the second trial, including a retired emergency room doctor who said the wounds on John O'Keefe's arms suggested a dog attack. Two experts from the forensics and engineering firm ARCA will also stand to the trial again. Both testified in last year's trial that O'Keefe's injuries were not caused by a car. After the trial, it was revealed that those experts had been paid by Reed, and one of them admitted to deleting text messages he had exchanged with the defense. The defense could also call the two men it says are the ones responsible for O'Keefe's death, or they may decide to focus on what they've said was a faulty police investigation. Former State Trooper Michael Proctor, who was the lead investigator in the case, was not called by the prosecution in this trial. He was fired after the first trial for violating department policies. Massachusetts Department of Early and Secondary Education has approved new high school graduation requirements to replace the MCAS requirements repealed by voters last year. The new requirements will start with the class of 2026. To graduate high school, students will need to complete 2 years of high school English language arts classes, 1 year of algebra, 1 year of geometry, or 2 years of integrated math, and 1 year of biology, physics, chemistry, technology, or an engineering course. Beginning with the class of 2027, graduating students will also need 1 year of U.S. history. However, the requirements are temporary. Governor Healey formed a K-12 graduation council to look into long-term requirements. The department said the new requirements align with the MCAS test students take in the 10th grade. Massachusetts students must meet a state standard, a competency determination, and a local school district requirement to graduate from high school. Until 2024, students were required to pass the 10th grade MCAS in math, English, and science. In November, voters approved a ballot measure to prohibit the exams as a graduation requirement. Although students are still required to take the MCAS, the results can't be used as a graduation requirement. Now, students are required to earn their competency determination in the areas measured by the MCAS high school tests administered in 2023. On Friday, a federal judge temporarily blocked a Trump administration plan to revoke Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. The move was in response to an emergency lawsuit filed by Harvard. Congressman Stephen Lynch is outraged by the Trump administration's efforts to ban foreign students. Lynch said he stands in opposition to the Trump administration's actions. More than a quarter of Harvard students are international, which is why immigration experts think the Trump administration is targeting the school. Trump has accused Harvard of creating an unsafe campus environment with protests and demanded activity records for all international students. It's senior week at Harvard, and graduating seniors say there is an uncertainty in the air at many of the events. There is a hearing in federal court in Boston on the lawsuit and Trump administration's plans this Thursday at 10:30 in the morning. Many court-appointed lawyers in Massachusetts may stop doing the work today, which could cause a crisis for criminal defendants and the courts who seek their work. Lawyers who work through the state's Bar Advocate Program cover about 80% of court-appointed work when the court appoints an attorney for an indigent or poor client. Bar advocates or private attorneys who do occasional contracted work for the state cover the majority of court-appointed defense work. The rest is covered by the state's full-time public defender program. The lawyers represent clients in a range of circumstances, including ones with mental health issues, substance abuse, people who are concerned with a family member or a loved one that has a serious drug or alcohol problem. A large number of these bar advocates will stop working today in a grassroots work stoppage as the group demands better pay. Right now, for work in Massachusetts District Court, these lawyers are paid $65 an hour. In neighboring New Hampshire, they make $125 an hour. In Maine, the rate is $150 per hour. And in Rhode Island, it's $112 per hour. Private defense attorneys can make over $300 per hour for their work, which is part of the reason many say they're stepping back from court-appointed work to focus on private cases. Bar advocates are planning a standout outside the statehouse at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow down 256. NASDAQ dropping 188. The S&P losing 39. World stocks are mixed. U.S. futures jumped today ahead of Wall Street's reopening following the Memorial Day holiday. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $61 a barrel. Sports. Milwaukee beat the Red Sox 3-2. Series continues in Milwaukee tonight at 7:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, sunny and mild, high of 78. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 76. Maybe some showers Thursday morning at a high of 67. Friday, mainly cloudy, high 75. For the boater, waves about a foot. West winds at 5 knots become southeast. Later today, a high tide, 12:11 p.m. Sunrise 5:12, sets at 8:10. Traffic note for River Bridge, scheduled to open at 8:15 this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, May 27th.